What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Nail Salon. This is Kasara, and I'm here with a public service announcement. Ooh, Lord Jesus, child. First of all, this is being made in 2024. Gotta say that because every now and again we'll play some lost file type podcasts and things that may have been recorded but not released within the time frame that it was, you know, meant for, or whatever the case may be. But this one, because it's a public service announcement, and I just really need people to understand this, I'm posting it immediately. The public service announcement is for people over the age of 30. I was going to say over the age of 25, but I'm going to give them people like all kind of passes. Because when you're still in your 20s, legit, you need a little space to be able to go from being a kid to really understanding what this adult thing is about, right? So that's why I said 30. Okay, so if you 30 in a day, I'm talking to you. Anything over 30. If you feel in your 20, 29, this ain't specifically for you. But if you want to take a couple of notes, go right on ahead. I'm not gonna hurt nobody. So first thing first. Want any and everybody that's over the age of 30. As y'all know me, I'm going to be multitasking. I'm sorry. If you're gonna hear stuff in the background. I am an entrepreneur that always has something on her plate that needs to get done. So with that being said, people over 30. I'm gonna need you to stop. Or if you've never done it, don't do it at all. Bringing up your childhood, how you were raised, as an excuse of why certain things aren't happening for you now. Okay. I'm gonna say that again. So, if you're over 30 and you... I don't care how much evidence you have to prove that maybe your parents weren't the greatest. Maybe you had a really messed up childhood, right? If you're over 30, stop using that excuse. You look crazy as shit. Like, if it was that bad, I need you to go and get you some counseling, some therapy. If not, I'm not trying to be funny. I've been there, done that. Gotta wash my hands. But if things that happen to you when you were a child are still affecting you over the age of 30, and you bring them up as to reasons why certain things don't happen for you, or this person got this, and you're doing all of that like blaming and shit as to why maybe you didn't get to travel as much, or you didn't get the attention you want, whatever the case, whatever the excuse is, it really doesn't matter what it is. You gotta stop, because you're at the age where you're grown enough to figure out how to make your life the way you want it, in the best way possible. You know what I'm saying? Things that happen to you in your childhood, I'm not saying it doesn't have an effect, but if you letting it control you, it's a problem. It is a problem, and you need to seek help, professional help, not help from your big cousin, your grandmama, or your mama, or your sister. No, professional help, and be honest, be real. Once you start getting into your 30s, the need, okay, I'm trying to be really careful with this one, because everyone needs help at some point in time, okay? But if you find yourself in your 30s and you're always needing help, like, no matter who's helping you, you gotta sit back and analyze what's right, what you're doing. Something ain't right. It's up to you. Can't blame nobody. Okay? If you already got baby daddy issues, you need not to find yourself in a situation where you can get more baby daddy issues, okay? Same thing, baby mamas too. Not just the daddies, the mamas too. We got to chill. You folks that's born after 85 and into the 90s, like, we, it's a little embarrassing. I'm not saying that life ain't hard. It is. But life done been hard for everybody for a long, 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 long time. And you have to sit back and analyze things. Are you contributing to these results that you're getting as far as the life that you're not wanting? You have to be. Again, people over 30. You 25, 26, 27. I know you figuring it out. If you 18, I'm for damn sure not talking to you. Like, you want to get ahead of the curve, okay? Self-reflection is the best way to start. Now, I'm not saying, again, that just because you have to do self-reflection, that other people around you may have not hurt you. But if you find that in your self-reflection, that you find that it's a lot of people consistently hurting you, you gotta sit back and ask yourself, what is it that you're doing to make this happen, to give you this attraction? Like, why are you attracting these type of people, right? When it comes down to working, I don't even really think that if you're in your 30s, you have to be gung-ho about, this is definitely my career, you know, because I think it was Oprah and Vera Wang, they didn't start getting into they, like, actual real careers until they was in their late 30s, almost 40s type stuff, right? But if you need to be working, going to someone's job, period. If you are a mother and you are not married, and you and your baby daddy or whatever boyfriend you want to call him, and y'all shacking up, Miss Ma'am, you need to be working. I don't care what you're doing. You need to be working. Because at any given time, that man who is not committed to you can be like, get your stuff and get out and go on and figure your life out. Okay? Have you a job. Make you some money. Don't be dependent on another man money. This hoe, he flewed me out. Like, that's cool. But if you can't fly yourself back home and you know you ain't got the funds, don't be one of them. Stop relying on these men to do for you. Stop being all in their faces. Stop, like, you ain't gotta have a man in your face 24/7. Ew. No. When you a teenager, you're just like, oh my gosh, you're so cute, and oh yeah, I want it. But once you become an adult, over 30, 30 and over, you gotta sit back and be like, what am I doing with myself? Either you making money or you spending money. So if you spending money, is this aligning with the plans as far as what you want to achieve in life for later? Do you have goals set? Surviving ain't a fucking goal. Just like, it's not. I hate to break it to you. Surviving ain't the goal. Surviving is surviving. We need some goals, ladies, gentlemen. Partying? Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Chilling all the damn time? Mm-mm. Mm-mm. We are still young enough that we can be learning new skills, new crafts. Ain't no excuses. But my mom used to beat me and put me in the closet. Alright, I'm sorry that happened to you. But you need a counselor. You need to seek some professional help. If you can't take care of yourself, please don't have no bunch of kids. I'm sorry, I'm saying it. And if you're like, oh, who are you to tell them? Because I'm tired of seeing it. That's why. Like, this whole... my generation of folk. And it's not all of them. It's not. But the ones that I do see, that is just like, oh, Lord Jesus. There's this new trend going around on, like, social media. I want to say Facebook. Where, like, it'd be, like, someone that's, like, famous, a celebrity, rapper, or whatever the case may be. It's usually a man. And then it'll be, like, 20 other females, maybe even more. And they just come up to them and, I guess, say different stuff to try to get this celebrity. Here I go with this hiccup shit. To get the celebrities to, I guess, pick them or whatever, right? Like, okay, yeah, I want to date you. But as some point in time, women that's in this age bracket that I'm speaking of is coming up on here. They want to be a city girl so goddamn bad. They have dressed. They go up on there shaking ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, the regular attention seeking shit. And then most of the time, you see the guy be like, nah, I'm good. I don't want that, right? So, this one that took me off, because when she walked up, I'm thinking she was about to be different because she didn't go up there shaking ass and shit. But it took her less than 5 seconds to say something about what she can do orally with her mouth. It, like, just proceeding to talking about the fellatio that she can proceed to give this man. Mind you, he don't know her name. Like, she's just like, we can go to the bathroom. It's all of these people. Like, because you got people filming, you got the people that's there, like the girls, different women and stuff. And he was like, I'm with it. Let me take Shirley to the back. Like, and proceeded to take her to the back. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my gosh. And But I can see a female like that. Like, looking at her life 10 years from now, like, what have I done for myself? What have I accomplished? The fact that you can go and perform them services on someone that you don't even know and you're not getting paid, you are not headed down the correct pathway of something that's going to be productive. You're just not. And before this shit start getting, like, to become a thing, because I've watched how the internet, like, one girl do it, then another, like, a celebrity do it, and a bunch of celebrities do it, next thing you know, just they think people in our age group need to be doing all of that. No, don't. Stop it. We stop it. We stopping stuff. I'm stopping it. I'm saying something. This is ridiculous. The city girls don't even want to be city girls. Y'all realize that? One of the girls from City Girls was like, yeah, I'm not trying to be a city girl this summer. I'm trying to be at home or some shit, she said. But it's like, the people who came up with this shit don't want it. Why is y'all out here acting like this? What are you doing? And why are you doing it? Like, stop it. Are we going to end up having like a whole generation after us? Oh, Lord Jesus. They ain't going to know what to do with themselves. Like, we supposed to be the role models, y'all. Come on now. And if you're like, I ain't nobody's role model, blah, 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 blah. Well, stop posting that shit on social media. Don't post any of that on social media. Don't share it if you see somebody else doing it. Mm-mm. Don't partake in it. Because it's the partaking that's keeping this going. Like, oh my gosh. Baddies from Zeus then opened up the door for all kind of new reality shows where all they do is just, like, the cameras, the girls basically, one girl will come out, and by the time the other girl is even talked about coming out, they out there fighting. You can't even see the damn girl face. Hey, doop-doop-doop-doop-doop-doop. Like, why? Why is that a thing? Why? What the hell? And they are generation. They grown kids. If not, like, older. What is y'all doing? Stop it. Now I'm getting on just the black women. We out here, not all of us, but that's because we ain't got enough of us out here on some, if y'all don't stop this shit, y'all got us looking out here bad. They talking about black women bad everywhere. Ain't nobody protecting us black women. Because we doing all of this raggedy ass shit and we ain't got enough people stepping up saying, mm-mm, that shit ain't cute and that ain't us. Because it's not. It's not. It's not. Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. It is really legit women out there that don't care to be, I think they call them pygmies. They don't care to be a pygmy. I think I'm good. I'm cool. That's what you want to do, you know what I'm saying? I guess. Back in the day, they used to have words for them girls. Hoochie mamas, scallywags, all of that. Like, now it's cool to, like, partake in the foolery. But I'm here to tell you it's not. It is not. I told you I had a public service announcement. There's more ways to figure out how to make some money than selling your body. Okay, it is. We don't have to sexualize ourselves at every opportunity. We don't. I get it. You built bad. Oh my god. Speaking of built bad, so we gonna start with these BBLs that look like saggy diaper booties. Can we stop that too, please? Cause that's ridiculous. That shit is out of hand. If you want to have a bigger butt, you don't have to work for it. You got to gain a little weight. You got to have some stomach. Okay? You can't be out here talking about something. I got a 20-inch ass and a negative waistline. Like, it just, no. It ain't yours. You going to hire you a little pudgy pudge. I ain't going to say it's going to be no big old gut or nothing, but if you want that thing popping in the back, you're going to have to have you some meat on your damn thighs. eat you some greens. Eat you some cornbread. It fills in naturally when you do that. Looks nice. Looks nice. But I'm about sick of watching these damn deformed looking females and these damn BBLs. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, have mercy. What is you doing? Even, oh, and then, oh my gosh, it was this thing going around with the BBL saying that there was a BBL smell. It was hilarious. I seen this plastic surgeon and was like, that is not true. They just not washing their ass right. I'm like, oh, okay. That's even better, doc. That's even better. It's craziness. But can we bring back natural beauty, please? Let's bring it back. I was looking at a 90s music video. And now one of them damn girls looked like the other girl. Oh my gosh. They had different hair. They had different bodies. They like, she was just different. Now when you go, you're not sure which one is which. They look exactly the fucking same. Only thing that might give you an impression that something is different is one is light versus dark. These damn girls look exactly the same. They look the same. It's ridiculous. Everybody got the same booty and the same wig. Shit. I'm going to leave the wigs alone, though, because I just got into the wigs. I'm going to leave the wigs alone. Ain't nothing more convenient than being able to snatch a wig on and off. Oh, my gosh. Because I hate getting my hair done. Going to give me some little French braid, little fangs to the back. Yes. Or some clip-ins. Oh, child. I'll rock you some clip-ins. Don't play with me. Don't play with me. It only take me a couple minutes to bloop, 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 bloop the things in. Just leave me a little bit of leave out. Just a little bit, not a lot. Just a little bit. But my point is, they used to look different. Everybody did. Nobody looked the same. No, man. Can we stop that? We about to be in the year 2025. Let's make some changes. Like, we got a little over 6 months before we in 2025. And I, like I said, PSA, goddammit. I'm sick of it. We're going to show these younger girls a better version of us so they can know not to be out here doing all of the shenanigans. They deserve better. They really do. But yes. That was my little rant, my PSA. I just needed to let y'all know. So, as I say, before I let y'all go about your way, love, peace, and keep your nails on fleek. Y'all. That little rant, and I gotten it off my chest. It's time for me to put y'all up on game. Hey, all right, so you're gonna have to work with me if I'm putting you up on this game, though, because you got to do some work in order for it to work. Go take a look at your 1040 for 2023. If you haven't done your 2023 taxes, you can do your 2022 taxes. The line just may be like one above or below, okay? So I want you to go get your 2023 taxes, 1040. Go to page 2. Look at line 27. Page 2, line 27 of your 1040. And if you have money in that little area in the earned income credit area, and especially if you have money in both the line before that says the child tax credit and additional child tax credit,
you need to start investing. Okay? Go to Cash App, and that's the, like, because I hate to, like, put a stereotype on it, but usually if you are in this tax bracket, you don't know. And I'm trying to help as many people as I feel that don't know that are in this tax bracket, because there's some people that are outside of this tax bracket and they don't know, okay? But I'm basically kind of giving, I'm giving you guys free game that's in this. If you have anything on line 27, form 1040, 2023, it's going to be a different number more than likely if it's 2022, okay? Cash App. You know what Cash App is. Everybody knows what Cash App is. If my father knows what Cash App is, everybody knows what Cash App is. Like, I don't care. If you don't have an account, go open you up an account. It's free. Cash App partakes in stock trading. Now, they don't carry all the stocks, okay? There are some stocks that are available on the stock market that is not on Cash App. And I haven't seen anything that's on Cash App that's not on, like, the regular stock market. Like, I just haven't. So with that being said, I want you to go and invest. And when you invest, I need you have a certain type of mindset. And I don't care if you're investing $1. Okay? Because the minimum amount that you can invest is $1 on Cash App. Another place like Webull is $5. So it's nothing. There's no such thing as a dollar menu no more. You can't get nothing for $1 no more. So the fact that you can go and get you some stocks for $1, bam. Okay? Trying to think, is Apple on? I can't think of Apple's on there, but I know Bank of America's on there. Everybody knows who Bank of America is. Edison, the light company. If you don't know who they are, they're a light company, utility. They're on there. They're traded on there. Starbucks is traded on there. This is off the top of my head because I'm driving. I'm going to a client's house right now. I just finished up their stuff. And I got to go drop it off. It's finished up. But I'm like, you know what? I got to put this game out for my folks. So, bam. I need you to go and invest the money. Now, if you really want to take it a step further, okay, it's going to take more than $1, though. I want you to research stocks that have dividends, okay? And then you can take a look at, look, cross-reference them and see if they're on Cash App. I know for a fact AT&T's on there and it's dividends. I want to say quarterly. Quarterly means every 3 months, but a certain, like, January, April, July, or June. I can't remember. Anyway, not off the top of my head because I'm trying to, like, focus in on telling you guys this. Like, I can get y'all some money, okay? Because once you start doing it, and that's what I'm saying, go ahead and start off at a little amount, okay? Because what's going to end up happening, especially if you do one that's a dividend, and it's on Cash App, and you don't use your Cash App like that. And most people usually know, like, what kind of money is in their Cash App, right? You're going to, and if you're listening to me and taking my advice, okay, when you invest this money, you're going to think of this money like it's food, okay? Once you eat the food, you can't, you could essentially regurgitate it, but, I mean, you're not going to want it. No one's going to want it. It's not worth anything, you know what I'm saying? Like, we eat food so we can be able to, you know, stay alive and healthy and all that good stuff as I go to McDonald's to get my hygiene. But I need you to think of it as food in the sense of once it's gone, it's gone. Like, it's gone. It's spent, it's gone. You're not getting it back, okay? Because if you have that mindset and you invest, what's going to happen is you'll eventually get you some dividends, okay? And it's going to start off like some petty, like some change, 2 cents, a penny, 7 cents. Because you've only invested $1, $5. Because those are the only increments that I spoke of, $1 and $5, okay? But that gets your foot into the door. Now, when you see them since, it's like, okay, well, I can't do nothing with this. That's when you go ahead, you throw you another dollar, another $5 up, and then when you get your dividend, you go get you either the same stock or a different stock. Expand your portfolio. Okay? Again, I would suggest something that pays out a dividend. I say that because when you're new at it, you kind of need those endorphins of life to kind of keep you going and keep you motivated to do it. And it also, kind of like you're playing like a trick on yourself. Like, you know what I'm saying? You might have to trick yourself. Like, but it's okay. Like, you got to do these motivational things to be able to get ahead. Like, we have, you know, we got goals, right? Like, we want to be able to buy what we want, when we want, how we want, where we want. Period. So, start off with the dollar, $5. If you like, I'm not that broke, and therefore, that's fine. But keep it with the same mindset of, is once it's gone, it's gone, okay? Now, if you get a gain, meaning your money that you invested made you some money, that's all fine and dandy. But if you're going to take that money out and just go, like, basically, like, blow it off on McDonald's or something that's not going to be able to make you some more money, and you're happy with that, that's fine. But if you're like, dude, nah, I really want to get my passive income game up, I need you to reinvest that. Or leave it alone. Don't even touch it. Don't even touch it. Start to create rules for yourself once you start getting inside of this investing game. Putting, you know, as far as stocks and things of that nature, okay? For example, tell yourself and do it that you're going to invest a certain dollar amount. Like, okay, if I can go to McDonald's, then I can go to Cash App and go and get me. I'm only using McDonald's because I'm here. Y'all got to stall me out.
Can I
take you to
McDonald's for
your beef, my boss? Not today. I would just like an orange high C large, please.
Whoever that?
An orange high C large, please.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, would you like to have
round number 1
or
donuts on South 30? Not today, thank you.
150
total. Okay. So, you gotta create rules. Like, so for instance, let's say you start investing and you're like, you know what, there's a bill I need to pay. I'm kind of like in the crunch. I'm gonna go ahead and that's reasonable. I get that. Go ahead and take it out. But remember, you gotta go back and go reinvest. You can't take the money out and don't plan on reinvesting it. You can't do that. Like, living like that, I have you living paycheck to freaking paycheck. And who wants to live like that? Like, don't you want some money in your bank and your savings? Like, have the ability to be able to have multiple credit cards with good credit limits on them, because you have really sat down and figured out how to utilize this game. Speaking of lie, utilizing game, where's my credit card? I don't use my debit card. Here we go. appreciate it. Thank you. You too. All right, so gotta reinvest. So I'm taking the money out and not doing something else with it. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Ooh, I got to check my Twitter if I am so thirsty. I'm so happy they brought back the dollar drink. Because when they was not a dollar, I was like, how dare you? Who are you people? This one is... I knew when I came here that something was going to be wrong with their high seat. But I was like, you know what? It's on the way. Let me just... It's $1.50. Don't get mad. All right. How you... Let me stop it. Anyway, reinvesting. Gotta do it. When people were like, oh, you gotta research. What's happening there when they're saying you need to research? Look companies up. Do they have stock? Do the company that you work for, do they have stock? Does your company match or participate in any type of employee stock purchasing program? That's doing your research, finding these things out, getting the answers to these things within your life. Okay? I'm going to give y'all more tips and all of that other stuff, but I'm going to keep it here because I gave you guys a lot. Because you have to go get your 1040. Look up for 2023, look at I-27, see if it's some money in that little line, because if it is, well, yeah, you know that I'm talking to you. If I'm talking to you, then that means you're going to have to come back and come listen to this podcast, this part, and then go ahead and do all the steps that I just talked about, okay? People who do not have anything in line 27, I'm going to talk to y'all. It's just not this one, okay? People who don't have something in line 27 on your 1040, you can let people you do know, because there's someone, a cousin, auntie, one of your kids, somebody that you know that has something in line 27. Alright, and you can share this knowledge. I need you guys to share this. This is important. People, if you are black, this our counterparts. This is what they're doing. They're sharing the knowledge of how to be successful. It's risky. It's scary. It is. Putting on my, that's why I'm telling you to have certain type of mindset. To kind of like let yourself out of that mindset of I'm scared. Because if you are thinking of these investment dollars, especially the small amount, as, okay, this is something that I would take and, like, I can't get it back. Right. Oh, well, it's a vacation. I spent it. You ain't going to be able to get no vacation for $5. A dollar. But you got to change your mindset on the money, okay? If you had something on 27, and I need you to think of it like, especially if it's during tax time, like, dude, like, hurry up and invest that money. Because you got free money anyway. But that's a different story for a different day. I'm putting y'all up on game. Giving y'all a little tidbit. And y'all got to just keep paying. Stay tuned. I might have a rant and a rave. I might talk all around and story and snap, but if you really pay attention, I'm spitting gang knowledge, gems, jewels, and all of that good stuff for y'all, okay? So, as I really say, before I let y'all go, y'all away, love, peace, and keep your nail on bleed. Y'all.